It's San Francisco. I don't think so. But if that's their target, can your people stop them? General Scheib looked down at her. He still wore his tunic, ribbons displayed across his chest. Except for a shadow of beard, he looked almost as sharp as he had in the morning when the group first convened. But he was gnawing his lip. Wherever they're aiming for, we've got 4 Aegis ships in the Pacific and our land-based anti-missile batteries in Alaska and California. Can they shoot the missiles down? He started to shake his head, caught himself. You have to understand the problem. Once those ballistic missiles' rocket engines burn out, they're on a coasting trajectory to their target. So you can track exactly where they're heading, Coggan said. Yeah, but they separate the warhead from the body of the missile, release decoys, even break up the missile's tankage to make a cloud of images, confuse our radar. Our guys have to pick out the warhead from that cloud of crap. Can you do it? It's not easy. The best way to discriminate the warhead is when the stuff re-enters the atmosphere. Air drag slows down the decoys and fragments. They're lighter than the warhead. Then we can pick out which incoming body is carrying the bomb. When it's diving into the target, how much time do you have to decide which is which? Scheib made a sound that could have been a snort. A minute, if we're lucky. Coggins felt her eyes widen. 1 minute or less? Can you hit the warhead in that time span? We've done it in tests, Scheib said. Then he added, about half the time. Saints and sinners, Coggins exclaimed. Half the time? That's why Able 1's so important, said the general. If we can hit the missiles with that laser while they're still boosting, while their rockets are burning before they deploy their warheads and decoys. Coggins saw the uncertainty on his face. Does the president know all this? He's been briefed, more than once. I made the presentation myself last year when they were considering the budget for MDA. He's toast, Coggins thought. If those missiles reach San Francisco, the president is toast, along with 500,000 other people. Back at the conference table, Michael Jamil had finally found the information he wanted. He had tried to check through official Defense Department files, but found them too slow and cumbersome for his purposes. All DOD's security regulations do is slow down access to the information you need, Jamil complained silently. So he turned to the internet site of Aviation Week magazine. He'd heard guys at Langley call it Aviation Leak because it often published information that Washington would have preferred to keep away from the public. And there it was, in last week's issue. The People's Republic of China had launched a quartet of scientific research satellites into polar orbits. Beijing announced that the satellites were part of China's expanding space exploration program. Space exploration, my pimpled ass, Jamil snarled to himself. Those are surveillance satellites. Hardened birds so they wouldn't be knocked out by the nuke the North Koreans set off. They pass over California every half hour. They're watching San Francisco and feeding the info to the North Koreans, telling them when to launch their missiles so they'll catch the president. Jamil pushed his chair away from the table and looked for Zuri Coggins in the group clustered before the wall screens. The Chinese are behind this, he was certain. The North Koreans are fronting for Beijing. We're heading smack into a nuclear war. U.S. Route 12, Bitterroot Mountains, Idaho. Charlie Ingersoll had to make a decision. The van was stuck in the goddamn